Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday the 13th of June. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the key headlines you need to know from the last 2 weeks. First this week, we report on new regulations that will replace the current rules requiring trustees to set strategic objectives for investment consultancy providers and to run competitive tenders for fiduciary management services. Rules set by the Competition and Markets Authority have been in place since December 2019, but following a delay due to COVID-19, the government is now implementing a similar but not identical replacement regime, which is expected to come into force on the 1st of October 2022. There are some key differences under the replacement regime, particularly in relation to in-house service providers, which previously benefited from an exemption. More details are set out in What's New This Week. Other publications this week include a feedback statement from the Pensions Regulator and the Financial Conduct Authority in relation to their May 2021 joint call for input on the pensions consumer journey. There's clarification from the regulator on the stronger nudge requirements, and the new code of practice for the authorisation and supervision of collective defined contribution schemes has been laid before Parliament. We also report on two recent High Court cases, one concerning the limited circumstances in which members might be able to bring claims against trustee directors, and the other relating to provisions of the police pension scheme on stopping survivors' pensions. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.